I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After 2 years of civil war in Sudan, outright famine has been confirmed in at least 10 areas of the nation. Bishop Dr. Yasser Eric, a partner of Horizons International, explains.
Because of the killing that's going on, people were not allowed. They could not plant anything. And that's why there's no harvest. And those who manage to plant anything, the rebels comes and then put everything on fire.
So please pray for God's mercy in Sudan's crises and find your place in the story.
We need to see people that are helping there and to back them up, give them the resources that they need so that to engage not only in helping people that famine will go away, but that they will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
And in rural areas of Malawi, pastors often have little to no training. Some don't even own a Bible. FMI has hosted pastor trainings in Malawi over the last 2 years, and they're bearing fruit. FMI's Patrick Anthony tells us,
out of 86 pastors last year, collectively, they were able to teach and share with over 2,400 people. They reported that in this past year, 450 churches had been planted. And they also reported that over 30,000 people placed their faith in Christ.
FMI also gave the pastors Bibles, but they want to do more.
One of the pastors, he said, listen, we're really appreciative that we all have a Bible now, but our people need Bibles too.
We'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.